RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Holbrook, the fan. What's going on, Jeff? Jeff! And Jeff.
Yo, what's up, Moose? I'm sorry.
You
sorry,
got it. What's on your mind, buddy?
Moose, not to stick up for the Jets, but, and I've been a lifelong suffering Jets fan.
Yeah.
But they started the year right. They could have won the Pittsburgh game. Could have won the Tampa game. Could have won the first Miami game. Denver, Carolina, Cincy. But then they beat Cleveland and Atlanta. The first Patriots game was competitive. I guess what I'm trying to say is after they made those trades, Aaron Glenn gave up. He didn't give up, but he's starting to look to the future. Fair enough, right? So for him to come out and try, and he's having a hard time explaining that he's tanking, and him and Muji want to just start fresh next year. But that's why they got all these draft picks. That's why they got all that cap space. Next year's the year. This was a throw it in the garbage year. And I just think that's what they want to do. That's what he's trying to do. Look at that defense yesterday. You can't name five guys on that defense.
And what was the game plan? Why do I have to see Diggs running through the secondary? So they basically
The game plan was to lose.
Don't you have a competitive bone in your body? Doesn't that get embarrassing a little bit? Oh, you can still lose.
Yeah, it has to.
But here's the deal. You could still lose, Jeff, and not lose like that.
But the talent. Look at the talent on the defensive side of the ball yesterday, Moose. There was nobody there. When they got rid of those draft picks, when they got rid of Williams and Sauce, they want to reboot. Now, if you go into next year, right, and they have one of the best young offensive lines in football, in my opinion. You got Breece Hall. Garrett Wilson will be back. Donnie Mitchell, I think, is going to be a good number two. You got Mason Taylor, John Metchie as your slot receiver. They got all those draft picks. You got a chance here to build something. I mean, as a Jet fan, you got to be somewhat optimistic. It can't be all just doom and gloom, for Christ's sake. You got to try and look at.
Team hasn't made the playoffs since 2010. And Jeff, what exactly has Glenn shown you this year that you say, you know what? Yeah. He's good.
In the first 8 weeks, like I said, all those games, the Pittsburgh game, the Tampa game, the Miami game, the Denver game, the Carolina game. But, right, I mean, those games were all really close. They were. Again, not sticking up for them.
So you trade away Sauce Gardner and you trade away Quinn and Williams.
Overrated. But they did.
Okay, so you get rid of two guys that were, in your mindset, overrated, and they've gotten worse. What was the defensive game plan?
Of course they were going to get worse.
What did you try to stop yesterday against New England?
Nothing. And that's
okay,
what I
so,
think.
So they put together a game plan that they want the Jet fan to show up and you're going to provide little to no pushback because you're thinking about the draft choice. Okay. I mean, that's the way you want to rationalize it out. You look at that, and if you're Aaron Glenn, you're playing with fire. And be careful. So if you want to have that tact and everyone's on board, we're going to do everything we can. We're doing a couple, and I get they're doing a reset, but that was their choice as well with some of the decisions they made from a personnel perspective. And I don't necessarily think Glenn has separated himself as a head coach. Let me ask you this question. Do you think Aaron Glenn gives you a decided edge as a head coach, regardless of the talent level on your team, puts your team in the best possible position to be successful, whether it be game plans or in-game? Ethan Fairfield, the fan. What's going on, Ethan?
How you doing?
How you doing, Ethan? What's on your mind, buddy?
Oh, I don't know. I just want to talk about the Giants. You know, I don't know what they're going to do with the cap. You know, I really think they're going to get rid of him. And my personal opinion, they should go get a guy like Jeff Hafley or Chris Shule, you know, get a great defensive-minded head coach, bring a great defensive mind and make him a head coach and get some great offensive coordinators and bring in great coordinators for Dart and help him succeed that way. Because I feel like, you know, the teams with the better defensive coaches always find a way to succeed.
Right, or, you know, I could find, just like LaFleur did in Green Bay, I could find a defensive mind that is a college head coach and get him from there.
Yeah,
but I mean, have to bring Jeff Hafley in to be my head coach. And it's also a little bit of a gamble when you're looking at, you know, I don't know, and he was a head coach at Boston College. I don't know, and I know a local guy, I understand he's been at the top of the list, and you talk to people out in Green Bay, they speak glowingly of Jeff Hafley. It's also a little bit of a gamble because he's never been a head coach in the NFL as well. I'm not telling you it's out of the realm of possibility. I'm just letting you know those are kind of some of the concerns you'd have about Hafley.
Yeah.
I do agree with the mindset in terms of bringing in an offensive mind that's going to continue to develop Jackson Dart. He is the quarterback of this team. Let nobody tell you anything different. And he is the future of this team. And you want to go out and you want to put him in a position to go out and be successful. So that's going to be a big-time priority as well.
And, you know, I really wouldn't mind a guy like McCarthy. He's proven he can win, and he's a proven head coach. But then, you know, if you bring in a guy like Freeman, you don't know what you're going to get because college to the NFL is such a different game. And
yeah, don't worry about that. Freeman is taking his name out of the mix.
Yeah. And, you know, also people saying about the win yesterday, I think, honestly, the win was a good thing for the team because it gave him a lot of morale, and I feel like it helped everyone on the team. You know, it's getting the losing out of the locker room. You're winning on the road. And the Raiders looked like they panned the Giants to win. You know, there was never even a chance the Raiders were going to try and win that game. And
well, I think the Okereke interception changed everything, the course and the context of the game. You know, the Raiders, it didn't take much to you know, tip the tree over, so to speak. But the Raiders were not going to push back all that much.
I don't think it's much of a big deal if you're picking at one or two. You know, you're not going for a quarterback here, so I'd rather pick at two and get a guy like Downs, where you trade back to like five or six and get a guy like Carnell Tate or Jordan Tyson, and you know, you get Dart another weapon on the offense and you add up more draft capital through that.
Yeah, I think what you want to have happen is if you sit at two is that there are two viable quarterbacks that teams are interested in. Bobby in Rutherford, New Jersey. What's going on, Bobby?
Moose, how you doing, buddy? Happy holidays.
My question is really about
integrity. I think the word integrity plays very well with the NFL, and what's transpired over the past week with what the Raiders have done in sitting some of their best players and, you know, going on phantom IRs. And then you think about what happened down in Miami a couple of years ago with, you know, the organization wanting to tank. When a video comes out with Max Crosby jumping on a trampoline and playing basketball on one leg, you know, it makes you wonder a little bit. Do you think that the NFL has to rethink how they do the order of the draft?
I do not.
This doesn't happen again?
I do not.
Okay. The next question, do you think the NFL will do anything to prevent this then in regards to, you know, I guess do you think they'll take any action or do anything different with what's transpired? I mean, they have to have their best players on the league. This is an entertainment sport at the end of the day. It's not fair to the fans that are paying money to have a team sit players. Do you agree?
Bobby, I don't disagree with you, but I think it's more of an NBA problem than it is an NFL problem. And Crosby was upset because he's a big-time competitor and felt like he was healthy enough to go out there and play. Bowers has been dealing with a knee issue. He's been following along the entirety of the season. So they shut down their best offensive player. Even if Crosby was out there yesterday, I don't think the Raiders are necessarily winning the game. But it's also a Sunday in which I saw...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Cleveland with nothing to play for beat Pittsburgh. Miami with nothing to play for beat Tampa. So I saw teams that, you know, and it didn't help them in terms of their draft capital, draft stock, obviously hurt the Cleveland Browns, but they went out there and they knocked off a Steeler team that basically could have cemented home a playoff spot with the victory. And I understand division battle, right? And then you saw other issues. I mean, you saw the Jets were non-competitive against the New England Patriots. But on the whole, do I think it is an issue when you're looking at tanking in the National Football League, like it was in the NBA where Adam Silver needed to step in and do something? I don't.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.